What's going on, people of the world? SKD here. How's everything flowing out there? Hope y'all doing well on this February 24th, 2021. Hope everything is safe and sound where you are during this crazy pandemic. Some places are closed, some places are actually open. So it's very challenging to figure out, okay, are we coming out of this pandemic? Are we staying in this pandemic? Are we going deeper in the pandemic? It's just been bizarre. But it hasn't been as bizarre as what I've been hearing, what's been going on in The Bachelor lately. So, you know, I actually was taking a break from being on air because, you know, with distance learning in terms of I teach, you know, high school and stuff like that and other things going on. I just want to take a break, especially, you know, also with the passing of my dad a couple of months ago. Nephew as well. So, you know, recently gotta check on mom, see how she's doing, things like that. I just want to take a quick, you know, I just want to take a break, you know, detox in reference to just, you know, relax and really do nothing with social media. I don't even really do social media that much anymore. I think my Instagram, I post like maybe once a month or something like that. Is it even once a month? You know, whatever. It's like when I feel something. Twitter, I don't really even tweet that much over there as well. I do put some, like, maybe I'll get in a move. I'll put like 3 tweets or 4 tweets in a row. Then it's like, whatever, man. Twitter's not the real world. And I'm kind of like over social media anyways. It may sound strange to people because I have my blog. I like my blog because I can just talk about whatever. Folks don't want to listen to it, they don't have to listen to it. If you want to listen to it, you can definitely listen to it. Which, if you're listening to it, I appreciate your support and love, right? And your time. You know, but other places, you know, you post up a comment and people always want to give you, especially on Twitter, you know, you post up something, people want to automatically give you a comment, even though you never asked for it. You know, but you post up something, you say, hey, you know, what's going on? Okay, what do you think about this? But instead, you know, I post up something today over on AOC's page talking about she's calling the people racist because they don't want to nominate or what have they, giving a hard time to the Native American lady. Well, she's actually Native American. She's half Native American, half European. I can't remember exactly from where. But, you know, what's been happening is just, you know, I look around the world, especially here, and it's just getting tiring. But I was getting so many emails. You know, I get quite a few emails. You'd be shocked. Not just how many, but the topics. And it's usually, you know, can you talk about this? Can you talk about that? But this one really took the case because my email box, you know, the DMs was flooded. And it has to do with The Bachelor, which I didn't even know was even still on the air. I thought it was, like, done. I'm like, The Bachelor? So it was like, you know, a reunion show or something like that? Or, hey, I'm sorry, what are you talking about? So, you know, I said, okay, let me do a little research. Ben Shapiro did a little groove on it. You know, he spoke on it later on, early this morning. Great. You know, how he broke it down was just hilarious because he was so spot on. So I said, okay, let me find something to read. And I found a couple of stuff to read, but I said, oh, I don't want to read too much of this stuff because, you know, I'm not into identity politics and all that kind of stuff, whatever, where people, you know, something happened, you know, a black person feels slighted and they react as though the entire black race was slighted, what have you. So I came across this article on CBS News, Matt James speak out about The Bachelor controversy. I figured we can flow into this and this will give a general overview. And I'm just going to, you know, give my comments as I read this stuff. So, you know, let's definitely have some fun. But again, I didn't know The Bachelor was even still on TV. I essentially thought it was canceled. I'm like, what are these people talking about? Like, The Bachelor? I'm like, what, there was a black guy out there? What, are you serious? Now, the thing is, there was a lot of press made that The Bachelor had a black guy, but there was no press about the show on BET or whatever it was that was actually a quote-unquote black version of The Bachelor, right? So let's get down with this. CBS News, Matt James speaks. Hopefully this will give a little insight. I'll give my comments as I'm reading it. Matt James speaks out about The Bachelor controversy by Caitlin O'Kane one day ago. The Bachelor star Matt James spoke out on Monday about the controversy surrounding his season of the long-running dating show. James, the first black bachelor on the franchise in nearly 20 years, said in a statement, it has been, quote, devastating and heartbreaking, end quote, to learn about the incredibly disappointing photos of contestant Rachel Kirkconnell and subsequent comments made by host Chris Harrison. What a fraud. Because that's not what I heard from the beginning, but let's get on with this. In his statement posted on Instagram, James said the past few weeks have been some of the most challenging of his life and that he, like his audience, is learning about the situations involving Kirkconnell and Harrison in real time. While there are still several episodes in the season left to air, he said, quote, it is important that I take the time to address the troubling information that has come to light since we wrapped filming, end quote. Like, okay, let me continue on. Harrison, who has hosted the show since 2002, announced earlier this month he is stepping away from the show for a period of time. So essentially almost 20 years. His announcement came after a controversial interview on Extra, it's always controversial, right, with the first Black Bachelorette, Rachel Lindsay. There was a Black Bachelorette on there? Oh, okay. In which he defended current contestant Rachel Kirkano, who has been accused of racist acts. I almost don't want to read this thing because it's so stupid. Like, just the whole context, racist acts, you know, like they were coming down like in white sheets and a rope and, you know, a burning cross or something like that. And what's this accused of racist acts? So I actually know what she's been accused of, but let's get down with this. Harrison received backlash from fans after saying in part, quote, "We all need to have a little grace for Kirkano, who came under fire after photos of an antebellum themed party in 2008 resurfaced this month. Both Kirkano and Harrison have apologized." Well, like, for what? Right? Okay, it was 2018. I'm sure there was no ill intent or anything like that. You know, some people, these people crying about, you know, a slave plantation being, you know, defaced, what have you, are the same people who probably complain about any movie that comes out that's about slavery. Right? So they want to have it both ways. So let's get down with this. Lindsay, who conducted an interview with Harrison, announced last week that she will not renew her contract with the show as a result of Harrison's comment. Like, okay, like, this is almost comical to me. Because it's like, who are you? Right? I have love for all my people, right? At the same time, we're going to talk about this little trend of Black folks, you know, getting the spotlight and coming off as though they have some kind of power. And the thing is, they have some kind of power, but they mishandle that power, and it just looks stupid in the end. But so let's get down with this. So it's okay, she's not going to come back, renew her contract with the show as a result of Harrison's comments. In his statement, James said, quote, "Chris failed to receive and understand the emotional labor that my friend Rachel Lindsay, oh my God, was taking on by graciously and patiently explaining the racist history of the antebellum South, a painful history that every American should understand intimately, was troubling and painful to watch," end quote. Like, seriously? Okay, that's good to you. James said it reflected a much larger issue that the Bachelor franchise has fallen short on addressing adequately for years. What, The Bachelor was supposed to talk about the antebellum South for the last 20 years and the plantation and an intimate racist history of the antebellum South? Like, seriously? Like, okay, why don't they have The Bachelor, KKK, while they're at it? Okay, so let's continue on. CBS News has reached out to Harrison Kirkano on ABC, which airs The Bachelor, for comment and is awaiting a response. Like, why? Like, okay, this isn't cancel culture, this is being crucified. That's what's happening to my man right here. It's not cancel culture, it's being crucified. All right? Kirkano, from what I understand, she took a picture, and now people want to label her a racist? Like, do I got that right? Seriously? But let me continue on here. Since the show began, there have been three Black leads: Lindsay, James, and Taishia Adams, all of whom starred on the show within the last 4 years. Oh, but The Bachelor's racist. But in the last 4 years, they had three Black folks. Okay. Lindsay has been vocal about the show's lack of diversity. We always complain about lack of diversity. We don't value Black creations. We don't value Latino creations. We don't value our own creations. We don't value creations by non-Anglos, whatever. We don't look at those. You know, we act like they don't exist. What we do is we look at these other shows and it's almost like Black Lives Matter. Like, the life don't matter unless it's, you know, taken by an Anglo cop or whatever. So over here, it's like, you know, we spend our time looking at a lot of these shows and we say, oh my God, you know, there's no diversity. Well, it's their show. I mean, when if you read, you know, some of my scripts, there's no Black Americans in there. You write what you know, you do what you want to do, whatever. So that's his show. That's how it is. It was popular without it, but let's continue on. Lack of diversity. I'm sorry. Lindsay has been vocal about the show's lack of diversity, and last year wrote a blog post about her continued involvement with the franchise. Okay. She said if changes were not made, quote, on the inside and outside the franchise, she would disassociate from it. All right, good riddance. See you later. You're out. Peace. It's their show. They can do what they want to do. Since when we start dictating to other people what they can't do? Right? This is the same person, I believe, who posted herself with an SUV on her Instagram, whatever. Now, let's keep this. Let's clarify something here. When it comes to the brothers and the sisters, I'm not into dogging them or anything like that. I'm just not. Right? I'm not going to say, you know, foul things about them. I don't know them personally. I don't ride with them. I don't hang with them, anything like that. I'm going to talk about the behavior and what it shows and how it's not good. But I'm not going to, you know, call them. I think there's a term, call them off their name, or these other words that, you know, they address the sisters with or the brothers. I have no time for that stuff. So I'm not attacking them. in terms of, you know, them personally, because, like, you know, I never rolled with them. They never rolled with me. We don't know each other. I'm just talking about, the actions as reported in this whole scenario, which is so dumb to me. All right, so let's go on. So she said, if changes were not made on the inside and outside the franchise, she would disassociate from me. She listed several suggested changes. Check it out. Including casting leads that are truly interested in dating outside of their race. Diversifying producers and not creating problematic storylines for people of color. I just can't stand that term, people of color. I just can't stand it because Anglo, you know, white is a color. I just never liked that color. On one hand, they'll say, you know, race is a social construct, and then at the same time, it oppresses people of color. Which one is it? Social construct or people of color, right? And then on top of that, dating outside of their race. This is what she demanded, right? Do you know who this guy picked? Matt, what's his name? Matt James? You know who he picked? He picked Miss Kirkconnell. You know what she is? She's Anglo. So the thing had already happened, but it's like, why? Like, what? Black people within the race of the black race aren't good enough? Why is she so determined to see that? Like, the main one kind of sense. Let's continue on. If I was a producer, believe me, I'm like, I ain't doing. Then someone was asked me that question. Like, okay, you gonna answer the blog post? I'm gonna answer it. Most definitely. What's your answer? I don't care what she says. Go do your own show. That's my attitude. They were on air 17 years or 16 years before this woman got on the show. Now she's going to come in and try to run everything, right? Anyways, following her blog post as well as an online petition created by fans, the show cast James as his first black male lead. In his statement on Monday, James reflected on his role as the first black bachelor. Oh my God. Okay, let's get down with it. Quote, I'm just going to drink my smoothie here. Hold on for a second. Okay, here we go. This moment has sparked critical conversation and reporting, raised important questions, and resulted in inspiring displays of solidarity from the Bachelor Nation, quote, end quote, James said. It has also pushed me to reevaluate and process what my experience on The Bachelor represents, not just for me, but for all of the contestants of color, especially the black contestants of this season and seasons past, and for you, the viewers at home, end quote. Oh, my God. Like, what, oh, my goodness. We got this, like, seriously? Come on, brother. What? Come on. Because the funny thing is, let me break it down. When I read this whole thing, let me break it down what he did, which undermines everything he's doing right now. And if this was policy debate, them Lambda debaters, and this guy was running his argument as an AF, they would crush him. They would crush him. I know Lambda debaters. I coach. I already know what they're going to. They'd run topicality right there. And then they'd run three off-case arguments. And then run case. I can tell you straight up. That's what's going to happen. So anyways, the viewers at home, end quote. James said he will continue to process the experience and that fans will hear from him in the end. Quote, my greatest prayer is that this is an inflection point that results in real institutional change for the better, end quote, he said. Okay, let's see if I can find out. What a fraud. Let's see if I can go find out what he was talking about, because where's his post? I'm trying to find the post. I don't care about whatever Lindsay talks about. You know, there was even black people on the show until recently. Again, y'all wanted me to talk about it, so I'm going to talk about it. All right, so I'm trying to find his Instagram post. Okay, stepping temporarily aside. Okay, let's get down to the get down. All right, Rachel Lindsay speaks out against white silence. Let's see if we can get this on air since it's a video. So let's see what's up. All right, hold on.
Homeowners, this is incredible.
All right, we don't need homeowners. So let's just pause it right here until we come on air. Hold on.
If you owe less than 331,
I see a lot of people say, I haven't spoken out because I didn't know what to say. I haven't spoken out because I've been afraid. And I'm like, okay, no. Yeah, like that ship has sailed. The month of May has been brutal for people of color. That we're just seeing happen every week.
Oh my
week.
God.
We know it's happening, but it's on such a national platform. And it's you shouldn't be afraid at this point. You should just do it. Just speak out. You should be so disturbed in
disturbed
the way
by
that
what?
We are that you can't help yourself but speak out.
Talk about a victim mentality. Oh my God. Like, what are you talking about? That makes no kind of sense to me whatsoever. Like what do you mean you have to... People, as people of color, you know how they always talk as though they speak for all of us? Like, who's this person? Like, again, I'm not going to dog the sister because she's a sister. So I'm going to leave it at that. So I'm trying to separate, you know, what people may think is a personal attack. I don't know this woman. My argument is that the whole argument is just stupid to me. You know, I'm afraid of speaking out because so many of us have a troubling. What happened in May? Let me tell you what's happening in May. Students want to commit suicide, depression going up, abuse going up, starvation going up, kids still on distance learning since last March, whatever. That's what's been happening in May. So all of a sudden, the big issue right now is some guy who's on the TV show where one guy dates 20 women and he treats them like a bunch, like a bunch of shoes. Like, which one is he going to wear? And says, okay, I'm going to pick you. That's trauma. Oh my God, let's get down on some business. Let me see if I can find something else here. Okay, right, so I got this other article here, CBS News, The Bachelor Chris Harrison is temporarily stepping aside after excusing historical racism. The guy never excused it. You see what I'm saying? He never excused it, right? If I recall correctly, I'm going to find something. I'm going to see if I can get Ben Shapiro's take on it. Oh my God, he went in. Right? He didn't excuse historical racism. It's so stupid. You know what I'm saying? Because the funny thing is the same people that's talking about all the trauma of people of color, all the trauma of racism, all the trauma of white silence, all the trauma of brutality, all the trauma of violence against black people or people of color, whatever it may be. You know what happens? They never say anything about these songs that have the nigger word in there, bitch word in there, hole there in there, thought over there. They never say anything about those songs. And those denigrate our women. You know, if I offend anybody right now, my apologies, but I have to take it where it has to be taken. They don't complain about those words. You know what they'll do? They'll justify. Well, you know, the way we say it is with, nigga, not nigga. Oh, really? What's the difference? You're still saying bitch. You're still saying hoe. You're still saying thot. You're still saying, what's that one, that dumb one, Karen, when you use that word? I mean, you taking a word of, you take someone's name and use it to make it something negative? This is the thing that people don't argue about. They're not saying anything about that. But yet, let's read this for you all, okay? This is by Sophie Lewis, February 14th, 2021, 7:18. Let's see how she breaks it down. Chris Harrison, the longtime host of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, announced Sunday that he is stepping aside from the franchise for an undisclosed period of time. The bombshell announcement comes in the wake of a controversial interview in which he defended a current contestant's racist photos. This historic season of The Bachelor should not be marred or overshadowed by my mistakes or diminished by my actions, Harris wrote in an announcement posted to Instagram, referencing the current lead of the show, Matt James, who was the first black male lead. To that end, I've consulted with Warner Brothers and ABC and will be stepping aside for a period of time and will not join after the final role special. See, why are you taking? I wouldn't go out like that. I'm sorry. You know me? I'm sorry. I'm immigrant and I'm African. And deeper, I'm Congolese. I would be like, yo, I ain't going anywhere. I'll be there for the last show. I'll be there for the role special, the final role special, like we've done for the last 18 years. And if anyone has a problem with it, don't come. And if that include the brother Matt James, don't come. Go to the run. Go, you know, do something else. Whatever. Give the lady who, you know, go out of the contestants, the women, you know, like a free, you know, vacation to Hawaii or something like that. Whatever. Right. It's kind of funny. People are complaining about a racist photo, but no one talks about the sexism about one guy who's picking out of 20 women. Right. Like he's like Magic Don Juan, the pimp. Let's continue on. Harrison added that he was dedicated to educating himself on a more profound and productive level. Quote, I want to ensure our cast and crew members, to my friends, colleagues, and our fans, this is not just a moment, but a commitment to a much greater understanding that I will actively make every day, end quote, he said. Let's see what else we got over here. Let's get this thing out the way so I can read this. Harrison has faced an increasing backlash online this week after defending a contestant who had been accused of racist acts. Rachel Lindsay, the franchise's first black female lead and one of the show's strongest advocates for racial justice. You ever notice that when it comes to black people, it always has to be racial justice? Like, we can't talk about anything else. We can't talk about GameStop. We can't talk about Fortnite. We can't talk about Star Wars. We can't talk about science fiction. We can't talk about the pandemic. We can't talk about low unemployment. We can't talk about high unemployment. We can't talk about anything else, but it has to be racial justice. That's always, it's like Dr. King said, judge me not by the color of my skin, but the content of my character. But today's generation of Rachel Lindsay's and Matt James, yeah, and Rachel Lindsay, I don't know the sister. I don't ride with her. We don't ride with you or anything like that. Their attitude is totally opposite. Nope, judge by the color of my skin, not the content of my character. Like, what is that nonsense? Like, seriously? You know, I don't want to get into it right now. Anyways, said Friday that she will not renew her contract with the franchise as a result of Harrison's comment. Okay, fine, break out. Quote, by excusing historical racism, I defended it, Harrison wrote Saturday. He didn't excuse nothing. What the hell are you talking about? They had a party 2 years ago. Why is it an issue right now? Because Rachel made an issue. Everything's racist. Oh my God, you bought a lamp that's black. That's racist. Oh my God, the bus passed me at the bus stop. You know, that's systemic racism. This is what we're doing right now, right? He said, we need to show her some grace. You know who said the exact same thing? Matt James. This is what he said. He said the exact same thing. Quote, I invoke the term woke police, which is, no, you definitely write woke police. Why you apologize? See, if you're going to say something, apologize for it. Now, you can apologize for something if you said it in regards to you had information that was wrong, erroneous, or incomplete. That's different. Hey, you know, I didn't know all this or whatever because I got the full story. In this case, you're right. The woke police. You know who the woke police is? Rachel Lindsay. So when everybody else is like, oh my God, I'm so offended. But you have no problem. Well, let me say one sentence. Let me flow this a little bit here. You have no problem being a black woman on the show where you pick 20 men. The way they sexualize black women as it is. So you have no problem being that show. Is it 20 guys? I got that right. Was it 20? Yeah, I think it's 20. So you have no problem being on a show where you have to pick among 20 men. I ain't going out like that, first off. I ain't going to show you. I pick you. That's just me, right? So that's no issue. No one's complaining about that. This show has been on the air for 20 years. I don't know how long The Bachelor has been on air, but I think it's been on for some time as well. This show's been on for 20-something years. I'm sure there was complaints about the sexism and stuff like that, whatever. But what was the complaint? So now he's talking about the woke, yes, the woke police, because the guy said, give her some grace. And let me continue on. Harrison wrote that he was sorry to the black and BIPOC community. Oh, if y'all want to know what BIPOC is, that's black. Now check it out, the black and BIPOC community. You see, we're acronyms. You know what I'm saying? We're acronyms. We're not even people anymore. We're just acronyms. So by what happens, people throw us, you know, and the funny thing is not Anglos that do this. It's people who are non-Anglos that do this. They throw us all in one group and they give us a label. So now it's BIPOC. Check it out. Now check out this funny thing here. Sorry to the black and BIPOC community. All right. You know what BIPOC stands for? Black Indigenous People of Color. Well, then who are the other black people? Like, what are you talking about? You see what I'm saying? Quote, my words were harmful, end quote, he said. I am listening, and I truly apologize for my ignorance and any pain it caused you. I want to give my heartfelt thanks to the people from these communities who have had enlightening conversations over the past few days, and I'm so grateful to those who have reached out to help me on my path to anti-racism. Bitch, please. I'm so sorry. I'm done. Anti-racism? You know what the anti-racism people are? They're the people that go out there and they look for racism. Right. If you get the wrong rice at the Thai restaurant, they're gonna say it's racism. Right. If the person gives you back one penny short of your when you bought an Arizona iced tea for 99 cents, you gave him a dollar, you know, $1.02, whatever it may be. They're gonna say racism. This ain't no anti-racism. There's no, you know what I'm saying? Let me explain racism. There's racist people. There's not racist systems. Racist system was Jim Crow. All right. That was racist straight up. They were like, we ain't giving black folks nothing. We gave you your freedom. That, you know, be happy with that. Go wander the countryside like you know, Kwai Chang and Kung Fu. But you're paying to anti-racism. You know what anti-racism is? It's people who are oppressing, and it's usually black folks. Right? It's not the Anglos. It's black folks, and we're gonna fight anti-racism. Okay, what's anti-racism? You're gonna fight against racism. You ever notice they always fight against things that's so big they can't pinpoint it? We're gonna fight against structural racism. Okay, what are you talking about? They can't give you an example. We're going to fight against systemic racism. Okay, we'll give an example. They can't give you an example. We're going to fight against structural. It used to be structural violence in debate, but now it's totally different. So now we're going to fight against racism. Okay, give me an example. Give me like a widespread example of racism. Well, you know, black. You know, when it comes to college education, you mean all those black people who are graduating from college? You mean the system in the United States is so racist, what have you, that the black colleges are still here, and the ones that aren't here might be through bad management. Did Dre break off? It was like $78 million or something like that dollars to any of the black colleges. He may have done in the cut, but I know he gave a lot of money to USC. Wait, how much did Dre give to USC anyways? Let's break that out. Dr. Dre USC donation. How much was it? It was $70 million. Oh, I was right, $70 million. Do you know what happened when I saw that? I read articles from black colleges saying, man, if they gave us that kind of money, we'd be set for life. All right. Anti-racism is crazy. There's always these new terms. You know what? And anti-racism is going to be gone in about 2 years. The only thing that's good about anti-racism is people like Robin DiAngelo and, you know, that guy, something X, Professor X or whatever it may be, over at Boston University, and these other people who are fighting. There's one thing when you fight against racism, that's one thing. But when you say you're anti-racism, you're lying. Because the thing is, just by saying that, you're fraudulent. Because the thing is, what exactly is anti-racism? Okay, everybody's going to fight against racism. So why have to label yourself as an anti-racist? I mean, not everybody. You know, white supremacist, white nationalist. That's a little different. But the thing is, when it comes down, you're going to fight against white anti-racism. Well, who isn't fighting against racism? I fight against racism. I fight against, you know, discrimination in education. I don't label myself an anti-racist. I don't name myself an anti-education or anything like that. That's crazy. Let's continue on with this. It is not clear how long Harrison will be absent from the franchise or who will take his place during the After the Final Role special, which is not pre-taped. I already read his comments on his Instagram. And I actually put on his Instagram and said, yo, man, you're not the problem. It was a Twitter. I said, the controversy began at the photo surfaced of Rachel Kaconnell, a contestant on this season of The Bachelor, attending an anti-BLM themed party in 2008. Here's the breakdown of how it unfolded. All right, people, let me take a sip of my smoothie here, my Amazonian smoothie from the Juice Craft is around the corner. Go check them out. Good stuff. Over here on Spring. Is it Spring? Yes, yeah, Spring and 7th. Okay, let's go. Okay, here we go. Harrison interview with Rachel Lindsay. Lindsay asked Harrison about the Kaconnell photos during the interview on Tuesday. Kaconnell's season features Matt James as The Bachelor, marking the first time the franchise has chosen a black male for the role. But that wasn't good enough, people. That wasn't good enough. Quote, we all need to have a little grace. Now, people, listen. This is Matt James when he was first talked about the picture. And you can spell this word F-R-A-U-D. Now, this might be who he really is. Because this is where he's defending the girl. Says, show a little grace. This is the guy. All right, check it out. So he says, this is Matt James. We all need to have a little grace, a little understanding, a little compassion. Who's Harrison? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Harrison is the host of The Bachelor. Now, the funny thing is, Matt James said the exact same thing in reference to defending the woman who he picked. So anyways, Harrison told Lindsay, because I have seen some stuff online, this judge, jury, executioner thing, where people are just tearing this girl's life apart and diving into, like, her parents, you know, voting records. It's unbelievably alarming to watch this. I haven't heard Rachel speak on this yet. And until I actually hear this woman have a chance to speak, who am I to say any of this? Quote, let's see who's speaking here. Lindsay talks about, quote, well, the picture was from 2018 at an Old South antebellum party, Lindsay replied, end quote. That's not a good look. Well, depending on, like, based to who? Like, okay. Quote, is it a good look in 2018 or is it not a good look in 2021, Harrison asked. This is Lindsay. It's not a good look ever, Lindsay said, adding, if I went to that party, what would I represent at that party? Triumph. Right? You're going to represent that triumph? Like, seriously? Okay. This is the girl, by the way, who has, like, I think, this big SUV that was given to her by some company, I can't remember. He goes, Harris goes, you're 100% right in 2021. That was not the case in 2018, estimating that 50 million people did that in 2018. That was the type of party, he said, adding that he is not defending it. So he says, essentially what he's saying is that this is the scenario how things flowed back in 2018, before all this woke madness popped up, whatever, the social justice warriors, right? And this happened in 2018, and now it's totally different now because the aesthetics, the time, the thinking of things are totally different. And this is what he says. He goes, and I'm not defending it. He goes, 50 million people did that stuff, or 40 million people did that stuff. So what's the big issue, right? At the same time, I understand why it would be an issue to people. I'm not defending it, right? But hold on. Now, I'm not going to play the interview because I ain't got no time. I see some. But anyways, Harrison and Kaconnell apologize. After facing backlash over his comments, Harrison posted an apology to social media on Wednesday. To my Bachelor Nation family, I will always own a mistake when I make it, so I'm here to extend a sincere apology. I have this incredible platform to speak about love, and yesterday I took a stance on topics about which I should have been better informed. You see, black people are too funny because they run around, especially these anti-racist people. They run around, what they do, they sit there and they act like they're the all-knowing. They want these Anglos to take the knee. They want these Anglos to, you know, feel bad, feel unrighteous for what happened 200 years ago, what have you, right? That's what they do. And they sit there with that false sense of righteous indignation and whatnot, right? And then what happens, some of these folks need to come back and say, you know, screw you. I said, okay, fine. So who are you? You know, okay, well, if you went to the party, what do I represent? I don't know. What do you think you represent? That's the kind of question that people should be talking to these folks, whatever. Anyways. While I do not speak for Rachel Kaconnell, my intentions were simply to ask for grace in offering her an opportunity to speak on her own behalf. What I now realize I have done is cause harm by wrongly speaking in a manner that perpetuates racism. Oh my God, these people are just on another planet, man. Like, seriously. I don't know what reality these people live in or anything like that, but they're on another planet. They're, like, in denial. I don't know. It's almost like a cult. You know, cult of wokeness. What I now realize, man perpetuates racism, and for that I'm deeply sorry. I also apologize to my friend Rachel Lindsay for not listening to her better on the topic she has firsthand understanding of. What? She was a slave? She was on a plantation? She was picking cotton? Like, what are you talking about? What is this? What is this firsthand? Wasn't she the first black person? Now, check it out. She's the first, I think, the first black woman contestant on The Bachelorette. His show. So what's she talking about? The big SUV that was gifted to her or something like that, whatever. And what exactly how she has first hand? How does she have first hand? How does any black person in the United States have any first half understanding of being on a plantation? Oh my God. And humbly thank the members of Bachelor Nations who have reached out to me to hold me accountable. I promise to do better. Oh my God. He shouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have done it. Kakana also apologized on Thursday, right on her Instagram. I was ignorant, but my ignorance was racist. Oh, this is like, I can't, this is, a, you know, this is why I don't really answer these emails when it comes to these types of topics, because I get nauseous because it's so stupid. Yeah, I want someone to say, you know what, I'm not apologizing for nothing. We had a party there. Okay, was it wrong? Okay, if you feel it was wrong, I apologize to whoever I offended. There you go. My apology. I just move forward. But she goes, I was ignorant, but my ignorance was racist. I am sorry to the communities and individuals that my actions harmed and offended. What community is she talking about? There's no black community. Whatever. I'm ashamed about my lack of education, but it's no one's responsibility to educate me. No, it's not. But educate you about what? Quote, I deserve to be held accountable for my actions. I'll never grow unless I recognize what I have. She didn't write this. She didn't write this. Her handlers wrote this. If you wrote this, I'd be stunned. These people went, this woke police, as which Harris is afraid to talk about, went through her parents' voting records. What's that tell you? And these people are apologizing? Come on, man. Anyways, but rather, I hope I can earn, let me see. I'll never grow unless I recognize what I've done is wrong. I don't think one apology means that I deserve your forgiveness, but rather I hope I can earn your forgiveness through my future actions. Oh my God. Franchise star speaks out. Lindsay, who hosts a Bachelor Nation podcast, because she has probably nothing else going on. And makes frequent cameos on the shows, said that she will not renew her contract with the franchise when it expires. Oh, wow. The show's going to go off the air because of that. Right. Is this the self-righteous indignation? And the thing is, no one heard about this woman before she got on the show. And, you know, I'm not talking the sister. I'm not talking about Miss Lindsay herself per se. What I'm saying is that she's making it seem like the whole thing revolves around her. Okay, if you're not gonna revolve, why are you making a statement about it? Just don't renew the contract. Hey, where's Lindsay? She didn't want to come back. She didn't want to come back next season. Okay, fine. But she makes a statement. You don't believe me? Okay, check us out. Quote: I'm exhausted. I have truly had enough. Lindsay said on her Friday's episode of her podcast, Higher Learning. Check this out, people. My entire reason for doing The Bachelorette, and I was lucky that it worked out for me in the most beautiful way in finding Brian, is that I want to be representative as a black woman to the audience. And I wanted to pave the way for more people to have this opportunity, she said on her podcast. Let me read this again. And I wanted to pave the way for more people to have this opportunity. Well, that's kind of funny, but check it out. Quote, but how much more do I want to be affiliated with this? How much more can I take of things like this? I said I was going to leave it if they didn't have leads of color. Okay, then leave. Okay, they did that. And they made some other changes. They hired a diversity consultant who didn't attend the classes. Did Chris Harrison not sit through that? I'm confused as to how you could have whole consultants working for you, yet what happened just happened. Like, what are you talking about? It's like, put down the meth. You know what I'm saying? It's like, this is stupid. Look, you all asked my opinion. I'm giving you my opinion. All right? This is whack. You want to represent all black women. You know what you represent right now to black women? You can't trust them. Because people are going to say, why am I going... It's like, I heard that the guy, Henry Cavill, who plays Superman, I heard that on that Star Wars girl, she talks about how Henry Cavill doesn't really date because he doesn't want to be Me Too'd. Okay, so what person now is going to want to have a black person on their show? We have a Jussie Smollett, Bubba Wallace, Ray Fisher, and now you have Matt James, and you have this woman. Who's gonna want to have? I would say if I was like some producer, a producer friend of mine said the other day, Saeed, we're not having any other people. We're done. We're gonna stay with who we have because it's too much drama. And she goes, I'm contractually bound in some ways. Like, yeah, you sound. She's making it seem like she's in chains, right? She's making it so dramatic. I'm contractually bound in some ways, but when it's up, I am too. I can't do it anymore. No, I haven't. Get out of here. Like they were here for 18 years before you. All right. James has also spoken out in support of Lindsay. Now, okay, I'm beyond grateful to have Rachel as a mentor during this season. James wrote on his Instagram story on Friday. Your advocacy of BIPOC people in the franchise is invaluable. I stand with you and the rest of the women advocating for change and accountability. Taishia Adams, the most recent Bachelorette, said on her Instagram story on Friday that she is really hurt and disappointed and confused by the ignorance she's seen surrounding conversations about race this week. Yeah, she need to look at Matt James and this woman, Rachel. That's the, you know, she ought to be talking about because it's like the woman went to an antebellum situation 2 years ago, 3 years ago, whatever, and she took a picture there. Okay, 3 years. Someone decided to dig it up and put a picture up, and Rachel says, okay, well, you know, whatever, whatever, that was back then. Makes a big issue about it. Adams here makes a big issue about it. Matt James, I'm gonna point him out. I'm gonna see if I can have what Ben say it first. All right. Adams, who was black, added that she is really hurt by the response to Kirkconnell's actions, which she called blatantly racist. See, this is black people today. These are black people that media like to show. Everything is racist. Everything is racist. Everything. I just don't like you. Oh my God, being racist. Right? So a slew of contestants from Adam's season shared a joint message on Instagram on Friday denouncing racist behavior in any defense thereof. They added that they stand united with Lindsay. Well, Lindsay's leaving. So who cares? Now, think about your producer in the room and you're seeing this nonsense. You gonna have another black person on the show? Because Lindsay says she wanted to do something for every black one, but what she's doing right now, they're showing that don't get black people on the show. We gave you an opportunity. Look what happened. Girl, I mean, seriously? Okay, so anyway, let's continue on. Season 25 contestants also posted a joint statement. Like, why are they putting us all this? You see what I'm saying? This little woke police where everybody gets together like a little mafia. They get together like a little group and let's do a press statement. It's like that. It's like the hairdresser up there with Pelosi when she got busted and the hairdresser released a statement through his lawyer. Like, oh my God. So check it out. Season 25 contestants also pointed a joint statement on Instagram Thursday denouncing any defense of racism. Any defense of racist behavior denies the lived and continued experience of BIPOC individuals. That's black, indigenous, people of color. Okay, well, okay, anyways. This statement reads, "These experiences are not to be exploited or tokenized." No, that's what Rachel, Matt, Adam, and these people are doing. They're making it racial, and they're exploiting it for their own gain because they can get interviews. They can sit in the chair and watch some Anglo grovel at their feet. I am so sorry. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. Don't beat me. Don't beat me, master. Don't beat me. This is what they're doing. They sit there, and it's like those folks over there at BLM, those leadership, whatever, right? They want to bully people around, and they want to see people grovel like that disgusting video I saw. You saw like a whole group of Anglos on their feet, hands up in the air, like they're praising David Koresh, whatever, and these black women like, and I will be a black people's best friend. And they're repeating, I will be a like, black people's best friend. It's so stupid, right? So the only people exploiting this is the black people. Rachel, Matt, and Adams. This cracks me up. Anyways, Rachel Lindsay continues to advocate with grace for individuals who identify as BIPOC within this franchise. Or you're leaving. Just because she is speaking the loudest doesn't mean she's alone. We stand with her. We hear her. And we advocate for change alongside her. This is stupid. All right. You know why? Because let me break down something for you on the breakdown, right? Check it out. You know this girl... Miss McConnell, everybody's like, is Miss Kirkconnell, everybody's dogging, whatever. Again, remember, they went through her parents' voting records. This is how pathetic this little mom mentality is, right? And again, yes, all right. Wait a minute, I'm looking at some chats here, and people are like, they were waiting for me to talk about this. I don't really talk about it because it's draining. It's always about race. When it's black people's race, it's like we're nothing else but our skin color, right? So check it out. Let me read what James wrote here, all right? Because when Ben read it, I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. Okay, well, he has 925,000 followers. Okay, well, my friend has a million, and she ain't on TV. Let me read his statement here for you all and check it out, okay? So you'll see that, oh, my God, you know, we're so oppressed, all right? So check this out. Let me read what he says here. This is on Matt James 919 Instagram. The past few weeks have been... Now, I'm going to try to get through this thing because I just can't... Because it's stupid. Because I'm going to read this and I'm going to tell you what he did. And you tell me what you think, all right? The past few weeks have been some of the most challenging of my life, and while there are several episodes left of the season, it is important that I take the time to address the troubling information that has come to light since we wrapped filming, including the incredible disappointing photos of Rachel Kirkconnell and the interview between Rachel Lindsay and Chris Harrison. The reality is that I'm learning about these situations in real time, and it has been devastating and heartbreaking, to put it bluntly. Chris's failure to receive and understand the emotional labor that my friend Rachel Lindsay was taking on by graciously and patiently explaining the racist history of the antebellum South. Like, Chris didn't know about it? Like, really? And how was she know? How old is Lindsay? Hold on for a second. Let's take out how old she is for a second. All right. Let's get down some business here. This, like I said, y'all want me to talk about it, so I'm going to talk about it. All right. Let's see here. She's Rachel Lynn. She has a cool name. I wonder where she's from with that last name. Avasolo. Interesting. All right. She's 35. Okay, good. That's great. All right, so what does she know exactly about the antebellum South except for what she read? Let's keep it real. What does she know about except for what she read? What's the difference between her and Harrison? They both didn't live at that time. So she's going to tell the history of it, but she never lived the history of it. Harrison's actually a little older than her, if I recall correctly. So he might have an idea what the civil rights movement. Let me find out how old he is. Well, I'll look up that later on. But the thing is, no, let me look it up now, because someone's going to say, oh, so you looked up the Anglo, you looked up the black woman's, Chris Harrison. You look at the black woman's bio, but you don't look up Chris Harrison's. Oh, you racist, whatever. So I'm going to look it up right now. Let's see how old he is, whatever. Chris Harrison, is this him? Let's find out. Chris Harrison, he's 49 years old. Okay, great. So the thing is, he's a little closer to the civil rights era. The tail end, whatever. But anyways, when it comes to it, what is she talking about? Let me go back to Matt James' statement, you know. All right. The reality is that I am learning about these situations in real time. I'm sweet to say that. Chris's failure to receive and understand the emotional labor that my friend Rachel Lindsay was taking on by graciously and patiently explaining the racist history of antebellum South, a painful history that every American should understand intimately, was troubling and painful to watch. As black people and allies immediately knew and understood, it was a clear reflection of a much larger issue that the Bachelor franchise has fallen short on addressing adequately for years. Bitch, please. You're the first black male contestant on the show, picking from 20 women. And the very person, let me tell you what, I'm not going to say it yet. And the other one is the first black woman contestant on the show. They weren't saying this back then. Why are they saying it now? Attention. This moment has sparked critical conversations, reporting, raised important questions. Yeah, exactly. Why are you bitching? Raised important questions and resulted in inspiring displays of solidarity from the Bachelor Nation. It has also pushed me to reevaluate and process what my experience on The Bachelor represents. Yo, man. Not just for me, but for all of the contestants of color, especially the black contestants of this season and seasons past, and for you, the viewers at home. I will continue to process this experience, and you will hear from me in the end. My greatest prayer is that this is an inflection point that results in real institutional change for the better. Yeah, don't get more black people on the show. That's what's going to happen. All these people in Hollywood are looking around. They're going to say, remember Jay Fisher on Justice League? Remember Jesse Smollett over there? You remember Bubba Wallace, whatever? Now look at this guy. We want diversity. Oh, we have to have a diversity consultant. What the hell you need? What do you need a consultant like that for? You hire who you want to have. You cast who you want to cast. You go to, you play to your demographics, whatever, right? I mean, like, seriously? And then you read some of the posts in this Instagram. You know, they're like, oh, we love you. Oh, my God, you're so awesome. It's like, he's a fraud. Let me tell you what happened. You know this girl that went down to the antebellum, that took the picture of the antebellum South party, whatever, right? Guess who Matt James, the black guy, picked? He picked her. And then when this came up, you know what he said? Let's show some grace. Go look it up yourself. He said it. Let's show some grace. This guy, Matt Jones, said, let's show her some grace. He picked her. What happened? Did Rachel get to him and say, oh my God, you sold us out? No, don't you understand, Negro? You have to do it this way. Chris Harrison essentially says the same thing. Show her grace and he gets crucified. Matt Jones, James said the same thing and nothing happens. So what do you think happened where within a 2 or 3 week period that Matt James came back and said, I hate the Bachelor. I hate what it represents. I hate the history of the Bachelor. They need to have more diversity, that more change. What do you think happened? I'll tell you what happened. Someone probably got to him and I can take a wild guess who. The person has a white SVU, SUV, right? SUV, and they probably say, you sell out, you're hurting our fight, you're hurting our battle, you're hurting, you know, in reference to us standing in solidarity, because this person went to the antebellum South. Do you know how painful it is? No, I don't know how painful it is, because I wasn't alive at that time. You don't know how painful it is, because you weren't alive either. So stop fronting, all right? It's like me describing the pain of childbirth. The only thing I know is that the woman says her back is hurting, and she's screaming in pain. That's it. I can't describe how it feels, because I can't describe what it means to give birth to a life. I don't know. I can't. So how are these folks going to say that they should talk about, you know, the how draining it is? Oh, my God. All right. So that's this stuff right there. So that's what's going on, people. It's a joke. It's a big joke. And he's just being selfish and whatnot and ruining it for other people who now won't get the opportunity. Jesse did it over there on Justice League. You know, when he's talking first, his first complaint didn't work when he called out Joss. And he's talking about, well, I dare him to sue me. And then he came back. Well, he didn't like the shade of the black, the non-angle of the show. So he changed the color. That didn't work either. The studios investigated, didn't find anything, and he still complained, right? Yo, dude, you didn't really have any credits before Justice League. I remember if I saw a beautiful clip where he's talking to this kid that's like on crutches and has leg brace. He goes, "Hey, do you like, you know, are you into cyber because he reminds you of you, whatever?" I mean, I thought the interview was kind of cringy because let the kid talk. So you have that opportunity, whatever, and then he blows it, right? Yeah, right. He's supposed to be in the Flash. Then this guy is the first black guy on the show, and it's like, yo, this is an opportunity for everybody. And instead, you want to make it about you, because, and on top of that, Kirk Connell is so racist. You picked her as the woman. I don't know how it all works in that show because I didn't know the show was even still on the air, right? He picked her. So now, then Rachel's like, well, I can no longer, you know, stay with the show. When my contract's up, I'm out. Okay, then why making that? You ever notice when people have to stop making statements, they want attention. When people have to make an announcement like that, they want attention. Like, seriously, I don't know how, you know, somehow I have a contract. Of course you have a contract. You had a contract since you've been on, like, seriously? So the thing is, it's all fraudulent. It's all fake, and it's not even worth it. It's just going to ruin it for other people who want these, who will never get the opportunity because they're going to say, hey, BIPOC, like, yeah, BIPOC, like, black, indigenous, people of color. Like, what? We're just letters now. We're not even identifying as people. You know, oh, there's the BIPOC. Oh, there's the blacks. Especially when they say black and BIPOC. I'm like, okay, here we go. So, people, that's it for today. SKD live and direct. You want me to talk about it, talk about it. There's a couple of topics you all want me to flow as well. I'll come back to those in a moment, maybe next week. I just want, you know, get my rest, get my strength back, and then we'll get back to business. Again, I don't know Rachel. I don't know Adams. I don't know Matt. I don't know Chris. I don't know Ms. McConnell. I don't know anything personally. We don't ride. We'll probably never meet unless they, you know, audition for a film I'm putting together with me. So the thing is, I'm not dogging them personally. You know, they're fun people. They might be, you know, like, wicked sense of humor. Who knows? What I'm talking about is them as individuals as to what they're doing in this particular scenario. And all they're doing, they're exploiting it for their own good. Get more likes, get more follows, get more attention, get more interviews. And then on top of that, you want to destroy a show that's been there for 20 years. And the guy that's the host of 20 years is pretty much booted off the show and whatnot. Because some person felt like it was unrighteous to say, you know, you should have grace for the woman. Even though Matt James said the exact same thing. You should have grace for the woman. And on top of that, you know how they want to talk about the Bachelor's racist. Do you know how racist the Bachelor really is? This is how racist they are. They had a black male contestant this year. You know how racist the Bachelor is? They had a black male contestant, a black female contestant, I believe, like 2 years ago. That was our Rachel. So it's a joke. They're ruining for other people. And we're at this point now where we just make everything about race. You know, if you have black people on there, you need to talk about race. If you have black people on there, you need to talk about diversity. And the thing is, now we're just, you know, we're just props for people in terms of conversation. Hey, if you get some black people in there, now we can have them talk about, you know, race. It's like, that's all. Like, we can't talk about anything else but race. And some of these people sound so entitled that they can just say what they want. It's like AOC over there. You know, I didn't trust who that guy was because he was white. And talks about the GOP. I don't want to go over there because I thought he was going to murder me. And then she talks about, you know what? Yeah, you tried to kill me 2 weeks earlier. But the thing that gets me is like that little thing that came from Coca-Cola that talks about, you know, to be less white. People are attacking Anglos. It's fascinating considering Anglos are the majority in the country. You know, some Anglos is going to have to publicly push back and call these people out. It ain't going to be Disney. Look what they did to Gina Caron. It ain't going to be them. And you always wonder, I'm like, George, come on. I'm like, George Lucas, come on, man. It's like, you were supposed to be like anti-establishment. You're not even saying nothing. So we're going to let this thing play out as it play out. I don't really care. I'm just answering a response. And this one had a lot of requests. Can you talk about it? So I talked about it. And again, this is just ruining for other people that's going to come. Race mongers, race, you know, hustlers, whatever. That's always about race. And people are going to say it's draining, exhausting. And everybody should know about the antebellum South. But who doesn't? Now, okay, well, you didn't know anything because you're not saying anything about it. Before that incident, you didn't like do that I'm aware of. So it's like, you know, whatever. Y'all do your thing. Stay cool out there. You know, rule the world. Stay safe. I don't know when this pandemic is going to leave or mutate into something harmless like the Black Plague. The Black Plague was harmless. That mutated. But I believe the Spanish influenza eventually mutated where it wasn't deadly anymore. So, all right. Y'all stay safe. Stay warm. Let's think about the people down in Texas, down in Dallas. All right. I'm gone.